You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We don't do that here. Okay. Made in Trafford.
Podcast episode 101.
That was actually really well done.
I know, it was actually.
Congrats, lads.
I didn't make the joke I wanted to make.
Yeah.
What were you... you might as well say it now.
Yeah, go on.
What was it? Episode 101, no Zoe, but, you know.
I didn't Zoe. Now, wow.
Bruh.
Wow.
I'm finished.
She enjoyed it, so yeah.
Typically, that gets met with silence.
I'm laughing at you, not with you.
It's a win.
Usually happens.
It's a win.
Yeah, that's facts. So, Main Chaffin Podcast episode 101. We've got the beautiful girls from Black Girls Living in the room.
Hello.
Make some noise. Ladies, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Jazz.
And I'm Vic.
And we're from Black Girls Living Podcast.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having us on, guys.
No, yeah,
appreciate it.
No worries.
Oh,
I've
got to
worries.
Stop spinning. That's gonna be annoying.
Yeah, even me too. It's comfy though. I find it comfortable. Yeah,
it's just a natural habit to do when you're in one of these chairs.
Wow, what's wrong with spinning?
No, because I think if someone's watching this on video, it's gonna be annoying seeing someone going like this the whole way through.
That's what I miss. You're working from home, just having a chair. Like, if you're on a meeting, you could just like, you know, do something. But now you're just watching other people.
Pretty much.
It's awkward. Yeah.
All right, boys, introduce yourselves.
Colson, you see in the building. What's good?
It's Eman G45, Genghis Chibogwe, and also the Black Mamba Dove. Feel me?
This is reminding me of when you guys were on our pod.
Yeah.
And
he was
saying the governments every time.
Bruh.
What's wrong with saying my government? Like, that's my name.
There's nothing wrong with
no, that. But obviously, most people, like, we say Jazz.
Talk your talk.
And then where did this notion come from, the government? Like, no, your parents gave you that name. Not the government.
That's actually a really good question, you know.
Woo. So why am I saying, oh, it's government name? No, that's your name.
So why did you not have it on your socials then?
I do.
No, but it's...
Do you know why it doesn't?
But then my name is Emmanuel.
The shoe sellers will find him for real.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Wow.
That's how they got you last time.
Yeah,
but that's one cult that we won't discuss ever again. That's a cult.
Also, has this 4-5? You know the numbers you just put, yeah.
4-5, yeah.
Has that? I swear that's been in your thing since we were like in school.
Yeah, so that's the number. So basically, my brother, his one at the time was G-Man 23. His first name,
like Jordan.
Yes.
Okay.
His first name is I don't have to say his name.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my one was 45 because that was the number that Michael Jordan came back with.
Okay.
So there was a formality of just numbers.
So are you really into basketball then?
Yeah, I am.
That's what's got all the shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jordan 4s or Jordan 1s.
You're obsessed.
Jordan 4s and Jordan 6s. Yeah.
All I need now is Jordan Woods.
Yes, sir.
Who said that?
Dave himself.
Dave, yikes.
Yikes.
I don't blame him. Me and him are on the same page about that.
If I speak.
Oh, okay. So, I guess where do we start?
I guess we can like start with the podcast. Mm. I mean, we went on your podcast. We spoke about things on your side, and you kind of spoke about us and how we got our podcast together. So, I guess this is an opportunity really just talk about how the podcast is going, where it started, where it began, if people don't know already.
Yeah, sure thing. So we have a podcast called Black Girls Living. We talk about pop culture, mental health, other shenanigans, pretty much what it's like to be a black British woman. And then me and Jazz know each other from uni. Mm-hmm. And then we worked on a project before together, a magazine. So I knew that if I was going to do something like a podcast or something, to do it with somebody like Jazz, cool. Because that's a serious somebody, mm-hmm. And obviously Jazz is my friend, so obviously it'll be easy. But the podcast came about, Jasmine sent me a voice note about Nicki Minaj.
What did it say?
I don't know. I was going to say she was dragging Nanda. She went the barbs, please.
I think I was dragging, though, I'm not going to lie. Yikes. But I think maybe Vic will be able to find it. Like, if she really dug deep, she may be able to find it somewhere. But I just remember...
I think she was wearing something, or did she say something?
Or she said something. Yeah. I think she said something, yeah.
Right.
And
I ranted to Vic.
And I said, you should have a podcast, you know. And then I obviously said it as a joke, but low-key being like, no, you should, because obviously it made me laugh.
Yeah.
And she was like, I wouldn't do one without you. But we just parked it. It was just a convo, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I messaged Jazz. I think it was me. I think I messaged Jazz a few months down the line, be like, fuck it, let's do it. And then, but at the same time, I don't think we're being serious with it.
Right.
I didn't feel like, oh my God, we're doing a podcast until like episode one.
Yeah.
Until we got in. Even after episode two, maybe.
We was about to post it, I think.
Yeah.
And that's when it really hit home.
Yeah.
I think when we thought we were going to do a podcast, we were just like, okay, what would it be about? And I think mental health was just what came to mind straight away. Just because when I've been going through issues, Vic is the person that I would speak to about it, and vice versa. So we were just like, imagine if we could like make this on a bigger scale and help others. And yeah, we just sort of, it just felt natural to us, really. Mm. Even the name, how the name came about as well, it was just very much just...
Yeah, because we were brainstorming, so Jazz just said it, and I was like, let's park that one for one second. And I couldn't come up with any names. And it got to a point where I don't think we even agreed. I think it was kind of like...
Even when we recorded the first episode, we were like, we can hear it. We don't know what we're going to be called yet. We'll figure out a podcast later.
So I think it just stuck. It
stuck with you. But it's good that like you formed the identity of it being about mental health early. Because sometimes when we create like platforms or content, we don't realize what we're actually doing. Like sometimes you figure out along the way. With us, we had several iterations of where we got to. Whereas you hit the ground running, and that's kind of like good, because you can build your identity straight away.
I mean, the thing is, because we talk about it, mental health, sometimes it can be hard, because it's like, maybe this week I don't want to talk about my personal life or personal shit I'm going through. Sometimes I feel like I just don't want to talk about mental health in general, because I'm just like, sometimes it could weigh you down. But then sometimes what makes me laugh is sometimes we get messages from listeners being like, I don't know how you could talk about mental health and still make me laugh. And that's what we want to get to. We want to get to a point where it's like, you can still talk about it and be like, right, like I had a shit day today.
Yeah.
But still find a way. Like, just because you have a shit day, like I always say, just because you have a shit day in the morning doesn't mean the whole day has to be shit. Also, if the morning was shit, okay, we move. It's a shit day. And so what? But don't kind of let that manifest itself for the whole week. But
agreed.
It's good that we're able to talk about mental health so freely, and then have like professionals on, and then when we have guests on, talk to them about their mental health as well. So but then we also kind of move on to the pop culture segment, so it's kind of like if there's like weeks where we don't want to talk about it, then we have that to fall back on.
And it doesn't become too heavy. It gives you a little bit of like
breathing as well.
Which I think
is so important, and it's a very important thing that you discuss, and I don't think it's discussed enough, which is a problem. But it is good, and it's also good that you're conscious enough to allow yourselves to, if you don't want to speak about it, it's not something that has to be done, which is really important. I don't think enough people also allow themselves to have that freedom as well.
Absolutely. You know what, we can actually maybe even go into the last topic, but about black men. And I saw a tweet, it was quite funny, it's like, black men don't do therapy, they just make podcasts. I think somebody else said it as well, and I just think it's like, but it's one of those things, like, I guess, because we kind of say...
That's actually a great comment.
I think it's accurate.
We just come in and talk.
Look at I Am Athlete, like, there's some real stuff that goes on there. It's just like, you can relate to it, but it's just like, you see full emotions. And then I was even watching one episode with... Amber, shout out to Amber, and basically she was showing me the one where Chaz Johnson his mother died. And they're basically saying, out of 10, how's your mental state? And he said 7. He's like, I have to be a 7 because of the people around me. If I'm a 3, then...
Yeah.
And he starts crying and stuff like that, talking about like what's really going on. So it's a comment that actually makes sense. Black men just start podcasts
but
and start talking about stuff.
But is it a bad thing that men feel that they can be vocal about their issues on a podcast? No. But I think those comments are probably more about like, some men have podcasts where it's like they just talk about like reckless shit, you know, all the reckless shit. Like, but it's predominantly like treating women like shit. Right. So it's like, instead of you to go to therapy and to figure out why you're doing this, you are now going to your platform and you're, I don't know. I hope I make it sense. You're just spewing out rubbish. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's, and also Charlie Mace. He made a video because there's this like this rhetoric that men don't like being around their girlfriends too tough.
I thought that was quite funny.
And he said something like being around his boys is good for his mental health. So taking that, the podcast out of it, I do think men, when they're around their boys, it's kind of like maybe some of them have relationships where they can kind of go deep and be like, yo, I'm going for X, Y, and Z. But some guys don't. And that's what makes me scared about men. Because I'm like, you really are just going out with your boys. You're with them all the time. They still don't know what's going on. So just it scares me a little bit.
100%.
Yeah, we do. Like, one thing I love about like these two, like, we check each other at times. Like, if something's... Sometimes I come in and Ema's like, yo, you okay? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm fine. But he can see through it. And then sometimes Demi, like, I hit him up. If I see anything, I'm like, yo, bro, like, what's going on? But obviously, it's not very common. And I think with podcasts, you can get into the habit of being around people you know, and you're just like going back and forth and reiterating your opinions. Whereas if you're like, if you go to therapy, I'm sure you guys will know, like, you have somebody that will challenge your views and be like, but why do you feel this way? Why do you do this? And I feel like
you both been to therapy.
Yeah, I'm therapy.
I did therapy for about 3 months. It was like that on purpose. So it was a 12-week therapy thing. And yeah, every time you say something like, this is how I feel, she'll ask, why do you feel like that? And she'll be like,
can't I just feel that way because I feel that way?
Of course you can.
Oh, okay.
It depends, but sometimes,
or more than likely, if you think something disparaging about yourself, usually there will be a reason why. It could be a comment that someone made in passing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's always good to think about where potentially that could have stemmed from. And then challenge it. You have to challenge your perceptions on yourself.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if you think, for example, sorry, I'm only saying this because we spoke about it earlier, but like, if you feel like you're a boring person or whatever, like, what makes you feel that way? Has someone told you you're boring? Or is it just your
an idea you've created yourself?
So yeah, always challenge yourself.
Nah, it's really important. And I think what you two have done is really, like, it's a beautiful thing, because I don't know any specific, women mental health podcasts, and like where you talk about like just therapy and yourself like so positively, and just making it even a thing. Like, I don't know if I've ever asked you to, like, if you'd ever go, would you ever go to therapy?
Yeah,
would you ever consider it?
Because
it's even a taboo in, like, you know, in our cultures and as being men as well.
But like, the way I look at it, I think Kanye, as he said a lot of things, but I think one thing he said quite eloquently is that if your ankle is broken, you go to the doctors. Whereas if your brain is broken, we kind of just go on about it. We don't do anything about it. You don't go sort it. A therapist is essentially a doctor. They are a doctor for your mind. And you can receive therapy that helps you a lot. Like, you've seen a lot of people who go through therapy and they come out the other side a lot better. And I don't think it's something that's meant to be like you go to it for years, because you're not supposed to become dependent on it. But in that period where you do go for, like you said, I think it's 3 to 4 months, you can actually...
But you can do. Everyone's experience is
different. It was different.
I think I might just stay in mine forever. Yeah. Well, Loki, I'm like, he's casting me. But
Them boys ain't cheap, man.
But sometimes it's not to say like it's a friend, but sometimes it's like a friend. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's someone you can go to freely. Like, you might feel like, oh, I can't talk to
you know, let's say like, okay, you have your support system, but what if your support system, everyone's going through their own shit and you can't, you still have to hold back, you can't freely vent to them. And even if you do vent to them, they might be like, they might support you, cool, but they might not, you know, like challenge you. They might not give you some tools, because you're talking in therapy, but they also give you tools. And the great thing with mine is I have a black woman, so she's able to, and one of my issues is colorism. She's able to see that and able to kind of navigate that in a way that a white therapist I would be able to, that's
really important.
Exactly. Although I've had one white therapist who was good with colorism, but for me it's much better right now to be able to talk to a black woman just freely and be like, XYZ has this, and not have to not even have to explain myself too tough, you know.
I get that. Because I feel like a white therapist could sympathise, but they won't be able to empathise.
No, because I know some black women who've talked to white therapists about colorism, and they've had to be like, oh, can you explain? And it's just like, that's someone who hasn't even done the prep. I was lucky that I had what I say lucky. You shouldn't even be like that. But there was one I went with. I don't know if it was because she was South African. I don't know. I say South African. Aren't they known to be...
I'm finished.
They've got their own issues.
But she I feel like because she has a lot of black clients, I want to believe that she took it upon herself.
Yeah.
Because she always talks to me about racism. Like, even before, sometimes there was an issue when I spoke to about work and she said, do you think that's racist? And I didn't even question. Obviously, you know, sometimes as a black person, you think not everything is racist.
Because everything is. But
it's almost as if we're conditioned to kind of just go about life. Like, sometimes you might have somebody cut in front of you and they don't apologize. So you're like, thinking, okay. But in our minds, we know it's racist, but we're just like, I have to get on with it.
Yeah.
But for someone to say to you, that's racist, you're like, oh, wow, it is.
Yeah.
Mm. That takes a heavy toll, really. Mm. I think a lot of people might have subconsciously needed some form of therapy or needed to talk to someone last summer, because
100%.
That was, it was every day. Like, said it, you had to come off social because it was just, it was constant.
Absolutely crazy. And the mind is powerful, man. Sometimes, like, I think we had a conversation about something recently, and I didn't realize how much how powerful the mind is. It can repress shit, and you don't realize it. So I think I'd probably definitely go at some point. Like,
survival technique as well. It has to be done. At the end of the day, your mind is trying to help you to survive, I feel like it will repress things. It represses traumatic experiences constantly.
Yeah.
So it's important to bring that to the forefront, because again, it's like a bin sort of thing. You need to bring it to the forefront so you can at the end of the day get rid of it. So I think I would recommend therapy to everyone. I've not done it personally, but it's something that I don't know, I keep thinking, my mindset is, oh, it's going to be something has to happen that would make me go.
But nothing has to happen.
Has to happen. I should just
and the thing is, you can go and you might not like it, and that's cool. That's also all right. There's a lot of people we know that you know, they have mental health issues and they're just maybe just on medication, they don't go to therapy, or maybe they just swing it. Like, I used to just think before, I'm like, why was I doing that? Like, I don't have that kind of Jedi spirit.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, fair.
And it is difficult. The reality is, it is difficult opening up to a stranger, essentially.
That's a fact.
They are a stranger at first, and they are going to ask you intrusive questions. So it's not going to be comfortable.
That's what I'd feel like. Like, why are you questioning me? You know,
but then wouldn't you first go to your parents and speak about certain things?
I don't know about that.
Do you know what my dad said? The exact same thing a week ago. One of my brothers was going through something, and my dad said to me, because we were talking, and he said, "Surely the parent should be the first point of call." And I said, "No offense, but
by the cause of this."
You know that SpongeBob meme where he's looking at, and then the post is him.
Wanted.
It's you.
The thing is, I'll just talk like from my parents, our parents' point of view.
Yeah.
They're not. I might say to my dad, like, I'm depressed, but my dad has said in the past, what?
I understand. Yeah.
So for him, it's kind of, and the thing is, I don't fault him for that.
Yeah.
I don't, but. For
it's
him,
culture,
it's
not
generation.
But he is changing. But honestly, the difference now to when it was when I was like 19, different. Mm. Like now, I see the like you. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I do.
I see the difference.
Of course, I do.
Right, because when we were younger, and even now, sometimes like if I don't talk to anyone for a while, my dad will be like, "You alright? Like, is everything okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine." But I feel like it would be so amazing and pleasant if you could just talk to your parents about your mental health.
Because
it's not ideal for a lot of people.
I know it's not easy, but then again, wouldn't your parents? Yeah. I speak to my mum most of the time, and especially my dad. Mm. Like my dad more often than now. Mm. More now than like I used to, because before it would just be like, yeah, I'm good, thanks. Mm. But now it's like, why am I good? What's happening? Mm. Why are you doing these decisions? Like, where are you going now? Mm. So me and my dad, we now have those conversations, but it's from a male's perspective, and then also my mum, it's more of a mother's perspective. But I was thinking the other day that wouldn't your parents want to be used by you in some way, shape or form? So wouldn't you want to go up to them and then ask them these questions? Like,
for me, it's not necessarily
how do I feel like this?
Is my mum's job isn't to be a therapist, or she's, it's like, as much as mums and parents want it, mums, dads, whatever, they want to do that for you. It's not their job. So they can't really, they might be able to give you some advice, but they might not be, a therapist's job is to give you the advice on your mental health. And I also don't want to burden them with that. Not that it's your child at the end of the day. If they come to you and they're like, and you're like, I'm depressed. Like, that's just another worry for them. And now two people have to go to therapy after that. So that's how I view it.
Yeah.
And then you're never a burden to your parents.
But then why would you say it's a burden if they're the ones who raised you?
You're never a burden, but it's like, it's that thing you don't want to put too much. Everyone's got their own shit.
The thing is, I agree with you, Demi. Like, I feel like it would be great if you could just say to your parents, look, I'm mad depressed, I need help. But I feel like, and that would be great in an ideal one. And I feel like the amount we're learning now, when we have kids, or Jazz has got a little one, when she gets older and we get in these situations, you're able to be more equipped and you're able to help or direct them to the right place. But when you've had a reaction from a parent, like you've been like, oh, I'm depressed, or I'm having anxiety, and they just say, then you're thinking, I'm not going to come to you for this again. And then you just deal with it on your own. Mm. So like, my parents don't even know if I go to therapy. And I used to always think to myself, I remember we had a conversation, like, is it bad that, because we were interviewed by this lovely girl, and she asked me, oh, why don't you tell your parents? I was just like, I don't even see anything wrong with me not telling them.
Yeah.
If I told my parents I went to therapy, about what? They'll honestly, just like, and our relationship is okay. It's like, it's fine. I don't know. Maybe when I have time, I should look at it properly. But right now, I feel like it's okay. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I just feel like with a lot of people, they're probably just worried or have been hurt in the past by how they reacted. So they're just like, I'm not going to do that again, because it hurts again. Because then it makes you feel like, why am I depressed? Or fuck, no one really does care about me. But it's kind of like the generation
the
boundary and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Boundaries. I don't know what I'm looking for. Differences.
That's
I think it's going to be different for everyone, because obviously some people do not have a good relationship with their parents, so it will never be that. Even if their parent was willing to listen, it would be a case of, I can't speak to them about this. Or you might have gone through something that is very traumatic, and it's something that you're not ready to tell your parents or want to tell your parents. So it's like, that's when I think, you know, a therapist is probably the best person, or the most equipped person. Yeah.
I think I would want my child to be able to come to me, and I'd be able to give him the right advice, but then I'd say, okay, here's the professional help that we can get you so that we can make sure you get the best help. It's not to say that I won't, you know, I'll try to give the advice that I have and that I know, but then I think it's also important that as a parent you step in and you're like, okay, this is a, because if they came to you and said, oh, Dad, my leg's broken, I'm not going to be able to be like, oh, go stretch it out. Like,
Go get some Rob.
So like, obviously, we're going to the hospital, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's, it should be the same with them, with anyone's mental.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I do have a question, though. What is anxiety?
It's hard to really put into words, but it's not just about being nervous. It's not that. The only way I can explain it is, as a good example. So, for example, us coming on the pod today, I might think, oh my gosh, is my hair done correctly? Is my car going to break down? Or, I don't know, it could be anything. Like, you're just overthinking to the point of an obsession, almost. It's like you're so consumed with what could go wrong that you can't even... Some people, it stops them from functioning. I think I can function, but Whereas now I'm on medication, so it's a lot easier for me now. Mm. I'm not as bad. But before, I used to get overwhelmed with just the amount of thoughts in my head.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if, because me and Vic have different types of anxiety, so I don't know if it's...
Because I understand the notion of like anxiety, like an anxiety disorder.
Mm.
Yeah. But anxiety itself, wouldn't it necessarily be a natural thing for a human being?
It is. It can be, but
you can be anxious.
But when it gets to the point where Jazz is saying where it's like affects your day to day, that's when you
right.
have to,
okay, cool.
The thing is, I don't really get anxiety anymore. I say anymore. There's some days where I get it and I'm like, okay, I know the tools. I know how to deal with this. Mm-hmm. But when I was about 22 and I got my first job in the media, oh my God. Because basically what happened to me was I feel like everything I had dealt with in my life, I suppress it. And then when I get this amazing job, that's the time that it decided I'm going to now manifest myself. So like I was having like, and what I do is I get nervous or I get anxious or whatever I'm feeling, but I hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the first time I had a panic attack. Because my body was like, you're trying to hold this in so much that your body just lets it out.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck is happening to me? And then it became a thing where every morning I'd have panic attack. And then I had to go see the doctor because I was like, yeah, I can't live my life like this. Mm. But yeah, it depends on how it manifests in yourself.
Did you know what it was when you first, like, how did you know I'm having a panic attack and not like I'm dying? Because I've seen someone have a panic attack. And it got to the point where we had to call an ambulance because it literally looked like she was dying.
Yeah,
but
you
like
she was from a panic attack.
She was
gasping
for.
Oh, is it?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's what doctor told me though. You can't die.
Oh, you're not breathing like.
The way this girl was breathing, like she was breathing hard, like it looked like she couldn't breathe. So we were panicking around her, thinking this girl is dying. Mm. Like we called the ambulance, and the paramedic was just like, "Oh, it's a panic attack," and I was like, fuck, like that is what it looks like.
Mm.
So I mean it's different for everyone, how did you know that?
So I thought maybe I had not eaten well and my body was I thought maybe I had not eaten well, something had happened to my body, like maybe I was shivering or maybe my period was coming, maybe I'm emotional. So then I confided in my boss and he was like, I know what's happened to you. So then we went on a walk and he was like, yeah, I think you had a panic attack, but he's like, it's fine, it's okay, I get them to you. And then I was like, right, like you get them too, because he's like a big man. Like I was like, right, so okay. So but I was like, okay, maybe it's just a one-time thing. Then when it happened again, I said, yeah, okay, something's wrong. But then I went to go see a doctor straight away. But what was good about that workplace I worked in was everybody was really honest, and you saw some people even have, like I was helping some people who had panic attacks as well. But I think that was just the nature of, after leaving that job, it was the nature of working in the media as well.
Mm.
It might not even be the media. It might even happen in a medical field as well. But in high intense jobs, you just see people panicking. And like, now I don't have panic attacks at work because I'm like, what can you do? Confine me.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, what can you do now? Like, I'm really over that. Like, I never used to be as pressed as I used to be. Because before, I wouldn't say, I used to get panic attacks or a lot of things would just group into one. So just like, let's say a massive bot, everything would just dash in there. And some of the things that would be dashing in there was, can I make this article go viral? Or can I get the numbers? And I start to panic. And then, or am I doing well? Have I got imposter syndrome? And then one day I just woke up, I said, if they lie, get rid of me. Like, I'm going to be fine. Like I'm God's child. Like, do you know what I mean? But it does manifest itself in different ways. Like some people have social anxiety.
Yeah.
Which is what I thought I had, but I don't have that.
I think I might have a slight variant of social anxiety, you know? Mm. If I'm in a crowd of people who know me and fuck with me, no problem. Mm. I can talk you down in, like I can talk a house out of that. Mm. But if it's like people who I don't know, or like if it's like a certain work scenario and I have to like talk or present myself, I feel myself getting slightly nervous, which is not like me. I'm not a nervous guy. I'm very confident. But certain scenarios, I'm like, I think I might have spoke to you about it. I feel like I have some form of it. I don't know what it is. But I definitely get nervous in those certain scenarios and I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I've never actually said that out loud, but here we are.
Oh, good on you.
Nice one, bro.
Because some people have like a real chronic version of social anxiety. I was watching this video where this girl at uni just couldn't leave her room.
Damn.
Just the thought of like growing freshers. And I was thinking that too, like, it must be so difficult, like, you know, just putting yourself out there because you're worried like what people are going to say, what people are going to judge me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, first year of uni was like a... was a period of, I don't know, maybe it was because people were like, you go off to places by yourself and you have to kind of start from scratch. I definitely knew a lot of people who went through that kind of like emotion or feeling. Even me to some extent. I know I had people around, I had you around, but there was definitely a period of like self-reflection and kind of getting into your own head a bit when you first year uni anyway. I found out, I don't know if that happened.
No, it's true. I mean, similar for me, I guess, because you have to try and make new friends again, which is really daunting because you haven't had to do that. At least what you've been at, you we went to secondary school and then we went to college together, so what, for the last near on decade of your life you haven't had to make new friends really. So it was daunting to have to try and do that, but I guess it's a challenge that I think you have to kind of try to rise to. And it's a shame that certain people can't, because I'm sure that really spoilt her university experience, which is a time you should enjoy. But I completely understand that as well. The thought of having to try and make new friends is terrifying. It's hard, it's the same like when you start a new job.
Yeah, absolutely.
That first week, and you have to getting to know people and remembering people's names. That's terrifying as well.
Yeah.
I was about to say something, but it was not helpful at all.
What were you going to say?
Sometimes, when I get nervous, like, you know when you start a new job? You always say it's anxiety, but when I get a new job, not my job now, I love everybody there. But, like, in the past, when I've started new jobs, and I'm like, oh, I'm so nervous, whatever. I go and meet these people, I said, everybody's a weirdo. No, there was one job where I said, not everybody. I said, how was I not?
But you know what? For me, it's a situation of, like, I would be an individual who would overthink a situation. Then I'll be like, you know what? It is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. And those usually become the best times. So,
but do you know what it is? So I think some people probably have the feeling of, they probably experienced maybe being bullied or maybe being, it's hard to introduce yourself to a new situation where you present yourself and people are kind of like, they look at you weirdly. My thing, I don't know where the hell I got this from. Maybe Kanye, I don't know. But
probably Kanye.
If you look at me and you, like, for example, the way I met Jazz, I just went up to her on the first day of uni. Hey, I'm Vic. If Jazz looked at me and was like, you're weird, I'd be like, you're the one that's fucking weird. Nobody has friends here. If you like, you can sit about yourself. So I'm sort of one of the people where it's like, you can think I'm the weirdo, but you are the weirdo here.
Facts.
Because I'm all I'm doing is being nice. Like, so, but I don't know where I got. And sometimes I'm like, is this mindset mad? But who knows? We move in it. But yeah.
No. Do you guys like ever take a moment just to think?
Think about what?
Just think about anything.
Do you know what's so funny?
Taking a moment for me is dangerous. I'll be thinking from now until next year, honestly.
Bro.
I overthink that much.
I see.
Do you know what's so funny? My boss said to me the other day, she was like, what do you think of? And I was like, in my head, I said, I don't think.
Like, it's just a blank space.
It's just blank.
I'm not Jazz. I overthink to the point that I don't sleep. I probably have insomnia. I probably do have insomnia, but I need to go get that checked out. But I don't sleep sometimes. I'll just be thinking. But sometimes I speak to my parents about stuff and they're like, is this your worry? And sometimes when it's not like a mental health thing, but if I tell them other stuff, they're like, is this your worry? It's fine. Me too. I've been through blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it puts into that perspective and it makes you feel like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But
if it's a big deal to you, then it's a big deal. That's what my mum always says.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, I think that's not. It's I know what they're like. I think they all have their stories, and it's like, if you survived coming from a foreign country to being in the UK, and some of their stories are horrible. Like, they should really get therapy, especially you hear, like, when they first come to the country, some of the jobs they get, some of the attitudes they received, like, that shit would just pile up. They're definitely repressing shit.
Yeah.
Did mom and dad tell you how they got into the UK?
We did. They did, but we're not discussing this on this podcast.
Recently,
No, they told me years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
They told me recently. I was like,
We'll cut the story in the cut.
I was saying this to Jazz. I was like, if I say this on a podcast, maybe they'll. I never see my friend. But they've got passports now. They're British citizens. Yeah, they'll say that y'all they're British. They'll say they're British citizens. So you can't do nothing.
You get how you live.
Get it how you live. Should we move on to some fun stuff?
Well, that was not fun.
No, I enjoyed that conversation because we typically don't really.
I loved it.
We typically don't get into that kind of bag because obviously we're kind of all relatively light-hearted stuff here, but it's definitely nice.
Yeah, like, listeners are gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
No, I think they like, probably enjoy it. I think it's obviously it's definitely something worth talking about.
Sad.
But let's talk about some Love Island.
Love Island.
There's so much to say. What do you
want to? Where do we?
Chloe to win. Chloe is it because Toby's a Chafford boy?
Certified Chafford boy.
Certified Chafford boy.
Throw them Caesar.
You know the vibes.
Sir, throw them Caesar.
I need Toby at the Chafford station with the Ballon d'Or, baby. Then,
you're in the Love Island. Do they do that for Love Island or is it just X Factor?
X Factor.
For X Factor, yeah.
Oh, when they hold the signs.
Yeah, they hold the signs and they're in the shopping centre. They did it for Leona. Do you remember Leona?
Louisa. Toby and Lakeside.
No, Louisa.
Louisa. Yeah. They did it for Louisa. And they were in Lakeside and they were holding it. I said, I could have been there. yeah, they should do that for Toby.
Do you reckon he's going to win?
Yeah, I think he's got it.
Or Liam.
Yeah.
Fuck them, man. But
I think more people like Chloe and Toby, like as individuals as well, than Millie and Liam. I mean, obviously they have their fans, but I just think that more people are drawn.
People
to
are
Chloe
still,
and Toby.
Even though like I didn't think this, but people are still on what Liam did at Casa.
Yeah.
But not forgiving him still.
Nah, this man cheated in Birkenstocks.
Tom Jones.
That's a different level of gravy, but I need that sauce.
But Liam is smart because the way he's like overcompensating to make it back.
Them bars, one in a million. What was it?
One in a million.
I said, yo.
But you're even forgetting. I forgot about Cosmo.
I know.
I thought, they're cute. I said, oh no, this guy's a slag.
The producer.
This guy's slag.
What a slag.
Honestly, the way they've spun all these different relationships, even the Jake and Liberty stuff, you would think that they haven't. I don't know, that it's come out of nowhere.
Right.
But from, obviously, Hugo is doing the TikTok. He's TikTok king now.
Really? Is that what he's on now?
Nah, he's the necessary devil. Like, really? I really enjoy his TikTok.
No way.
Like, his latest TikTok said something along the lines of...
When you want to get with Millie...
Yeah, when... So, Liberty apparently pulled Hugo for a chat.
Right.
Basically complaining that Jake wanted to get to know Millie when she came in. We didn't see. We saw that Jake was, you know, just testing the waters a little bit, but he made it out like, I'm just interested in Libby, like, they're not for me kind of thing. But apparently, he actually did want to get to know Millie.
And the producers didn't show that.
They didn't show it.
Right.
They had an agenda.
I feel like there's been a steady decline in their relationship or just a lot of things that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
I think it is both parties, though, because Jake is getting slated. And I don't think.
No, not my babes, Liberty.
Yeah, we love Lib.
Libby Lou gang, yeah.
Yeah, Libby Lou gang.
As I've said before, I don't watch Love Island.
That's all right, mate. Cast to win, yeah.
You know what? It's for mental
health.
Did
your people them?
Who?
Wait, where are you from again?
I'm from Tanzania.
Oh no, she's not. We're staying close.
She's from Zambia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Them cakes, man.
Sensational.
Yeah.
Just to confirm.
You're Team Kaz, huh?
I'm Team Nobody.
Please. Do you know what? Yeah, I've been pushing this agenda for Team Kaz because... okay.
Yes, Team Kylo.
A full agenda.
I don't even care. People might be, oh, yeah, you're biased. Yes, I fucking am, mate. the reason I'm pushing this agenda is because we don't know... Of course, we live in Britain. She might not get to number one. Mm-hmm. She might get to number two, though. If we keep pushing the agenda, she might get to number two or three, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need the bag, though. She's going to get silly deals when she comes out.
Of course, but I still need her to just get...
To the final,
at least.
Oh, she's already in the final.
Yeah, but she's at four. Well, no, not four, but she's in the final.
There's five couples.
Nah, but Jake and Libby have gone home.
Five couples.
Hold on. There's Chloe and Toby, Millie and Liam, Teddy.
I was gonna say Faye and the crew.
This ain't Twitter.
I'll finish.
Okay. Yeah, there is four then.
He is a dickhead.
Is there someone else?
Which one? Teddy. Let's talk about Faye for a minute.
I can't break.
I've got an opinion on Faye. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm enjoying the slander, but I think I need to take a moment to pause.
Mm.
Because I think we're falling into that trap that Love Island sets. And what they do
is they prioritize the entertainment over the people. Mm. So you see, she's moving bad. Clearly, everybody knows you shouldn't behave like this, let alone on TV.
Yeah. Mm.
But the biggest issue is, I don't think she realizes how she's coming across. Yeah. So when she leaves the villa now and she sees all these people saying, you're moving mad, you're this.
Mm.
We might get an, God forbid, but we might get another bad
That's
situation.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think
God forbid, yeah.
My whole thing with Faye is the producers need to mm-hmm. grow up here and be like, look, we need to, you got to stop behaving like this, because
are they
you
clearly told her?
Yeah, they,
or we're
they,
going to get, we have to boot
sure.
you out
She's
the show.
She's on a yellow card, man.
Yeah. We'll boot you out the show because it's not worth, the entertainment isn't worth how,
but they, it worth her mental health?
No. They should have removed her from the get-go, exactly, in my opinion.
What do you mean from the get-go?
Is this the woman that was yelling?
Yeah.
She's a witch. She is a Jezebel.
She's actually not a Jezebel, but she's a witch, yes.
Can you... No, she's... Hey. I just saw her on Instagram and I'm thinking to myself, you really talking to a person like this?
Mm.
Imagine if it was switched.
Yeah,
imagine if the man was speaking to...
A black man as well.
She's been like Thanos on Titan, bro. She was fighting every... She was like, I'll take you on as well. You, come here.
She
said, Jesus Christ.
She said, I'll fall out with all of you.
She said, I'll fall out of every last prick in here.
Yeah, that's what she said.
My goodness.
And I'm just like, for me, I felt like that could have been a teachable moment for Love Island. They could have said, look, it doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, black, white. If you talk to people like this,
you've got
to
get out of
there.
I felt uncomfortable watching it.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny at one point, but then after a while, I was like, nah, this isn't even entertaining anymore.
It was
because
it was for the whole
bad.
Episode, innit?
Yeah.
This is when she had to go out to Teddy. Mm.
Yeah.
For a whole
and that's
hour.
What I suggest. So imagine, that's all we saw. So how much was she shouting in there?
Yeah.
Just shouting.
All day long. Oh my days.
As in, that is what they cut from 24 hours. They had cut an hour of content of
crazy.
Her shouting.
Yikes. Nah, it's just it's not on. Like
they're loads of off kind of complaints.
25,000, get her out of the
park, man. But I see your point, Collins. But I feel like the producers. That's what I'm worried for her. Like when she comes out, I kind of hope that she lays low for a bit.
She has to,
because I feel like. She's a white woman, and I feel like she's going to be absolutely fine. I feel she's going to get many deals. I think she's going to be fine. Just when people defend her.
I don't
her.
Think so.
I saw River Island.
I don't think she'll be fine.
You hear what River Island is tweeting.
PLT as well. It's true. All say we love,
white women are defending her. We saw white women with a large platform, 250,000 followers, saying Faye was not shouting.
Yeah. As in denial.
They said that, oh, women's anger, women can never be angry, women's anger is never justified. Not justified, what was it? Women's anger is never allowed or something.
Yeah,
like
wow.
that.
They're saying that women's anger is policed. Or
I am amazed.
Women's anger is the way they express themselves is always policed.
Right. And what, black women aren't allowed? Wow.
Yeah, well, look at the language they'll use when it's Kaz. Wow. Oh, I don't know if you want to go against her. Mm. She's a feisty one.
Ah!
Suck
if I slap, I bet she's a feisty one.
You see me in certain spaces. I really just like to be quiet and just to myself.
Yeah.
Because if, it's mad. No worries. No worries. And this is the behavior that is accepted. You see, sometimes the rod never needs to be spared.
I'm finished.
He's fighting.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds very ominous.
But that's the thing.
We can't fight Teddy's battles for him.
That's what he loves.
Teddy himself.
He couldn't have gotten a better woman. So
if that's his plan A, in Jesus' name, no more
cap.
Demi's right. Demi's right. No, cap.
America.
What has Chris? What was it? Steve Rogers in this? You know when the footstool was the one that said to Jazz, I think I hate Teddy more than I hate Faye.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's no way. And in soft-spoken voice, like, Tyler, you're my mate. I thought it'd be...
Yeah.
I said, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Mm-mm. Do you know, it was that episode. So the footstool, said...
It was all the same episode.
Teddy, he's from a mixed ethnicity, isn't he? He's like black, white, and mixed race.
No, I think he's Nigerian.
I heard he's Nigerian.
You know... I've seen it. So what are we talking about?
He's Nigerian. I don't know if he's fully Nigerian, because sometimes there's some Nigerians that claim to be Portuguese as well.
He might be one.
I know one from our town, you know. But really? Brother has changed. He's fully Nigerian. But kind of forever.
Okay.
Right.
I already know who she's talking about.
So the producers are really pushing this narrative to emasculate this black man.
I think this black man
upon himself.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Because why is Tyler, Toby, everybody is using sense, but it's only you that wants to be a footstool.
I'm finished.
I said, yo, guess why I don't watch Love Island.
He's playing himself.
And then how he spoke to Kaz, where he was like, oh, Kaz, why are you shaking your head? But when somebody was shouting at you,
you was walking away. You were just...
I would never want to go against Kaz.
Yeah, she's but you know so what? Sometimes,
like, she,
yeah.
Fuck, I'm gonna park you right there, and then we're gonna continue. Yo, what do you even do?
Yeah, but you know what? In that situation, sometimes it's best if you just walk away. Because
no, but it didn't matter. The guy was walking away. He was in the house, and he could still hear her mouth.
Sometimes it's just best to just leave.
She walked up and then she put a middle finger up at him, and he was like, "What?" She came back again. She started shouting. And then he came over to her and he apologized. No, I don't know if he apologized.
He said, can we talk or something? Mm. And she was like, I don't want to talk right now or something. Mm. And that's when she started shouting, saying, I didn't know about all that.
Okay. let me ask this question, yeah? How does he match that energy? Can he even match that energy?
That's no, we can't.
I'm telling you that somebody loves it. This is what he loves.
Even said.
Some people like that shit, you know? Like,
I'm not hearing it. He said, oh, you're when fiery and I like that.
In the bath. They were in the roses.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's somebody's
honeymoon.
Are
they in the bath?
Is there water there?
They're just adding.
No, you bath in there. You don't put petals in there.
Jesus Christ. Who do you guys think is going to win? Like, realistically.
I do think Chloe and Toby will win.
Because they've been on a journey.
Maybe Liam.
He was doing that finals at the start. Yeah. He has to win for the culture, man.
Do you know why I don't think they could? They might not win? Well, sometimes it's so tough for black people to win, even mixed race people.
Mm.
And I think Amber had that edge a bit because of what Michael did.
Yeah.
Michael.
I'm sorry, I had to say it.
I don't know what changed, but that what he did made every woman across the whole of the UK to be like, I see that, I relate to that, you're winning, I'm fighting your corner.
Mm.
And it was to a point where we didn't even like Greg too tough. Well, I think at the time, you know, he was
okay in it. He was just neutral.
That guy's a snake.
Yeah. He got in and out. He done his job.
But he did the job. He did what we needed him to do. Yeah. I don't think I had too much opinion, but I said, hey, you're here for me to win with Amber. But I remember with the Winter Series, Luke T and Shanice, they should have won.
Yeah.
They should, like, 100% should have won. Luke's not mixed race, but I do think blackness...
Paige and Finley.
I do think blackness does affect the votes because I think Amber only won by 1%.
Wow.
And I think that Luke T... lost by 1% or something. It was something
but black
like,
people
it's
don't
minute.
Vote. Like, I just watch it, but yeah, I ain't going. I'm not downloading
you're
the
one
app.
Of the problem.
I'm not problem. Yeah.
You are the problem.
Vic was saying the same thing.
Not and your dad's doing CH gang. About your life.
She's got you there.
I hope he wins, but I'm not downloading the app.
Demi, can you please?
that's your own boy, you know.
Ask for details or anything.
You don't vote as well.
I'm gonna vote.
Guys,
if I'm trying to get him on the pod, and I'm blatantly
you see, you're many steps behind.
It doesn't ask for any details. You just download it. Like, you know, if you have an iPhone, it might just say, put your face ID, and that's it. Okay. I promise you, it's not too tough.
I'm going to get it tonight, don't worry.
Fair enough.
Well, I have
Emmanuel, you as well. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't watch Love Island.
Yeah, but just for Kaz. Yeah,
please,
vote
for
Kaz
you said
Tyler.
CH gang, Abby.
Abby?
We'll vote in spirit.
In spirit.
I will vote for the pod so we can get him on.
Do you know this is another reason why I don't think Kaz will get too far, because black people, we think too much. Mm. You know what Dr. Uma says, we think too much. So we think
it only takes a little to activate the coon chip.
That's Freddie.
Is it Freddie? Is it Teddy?
At this point, I don't know. She'll probably call him Freddie and he'll be like, yeah, babe, that's me. Homegirl said I don't... he knows I don't find him funny. How could you say that to me?
Bro. And he was even saying, yeah, we joke about it all the time, every day.
Nah, I'm walking off stage. Foolish. That's morning tears, man.
So everybody keeps saying, I don't think Tyler's real. I don't think... Shut up. People are listening to you. Use your sense. Do you want Kaz to progress or not? We have to use Tyler. Listen, I actually like Tyler. I think he's genuine.
I think he's legit.
But if you like Kaz, we have to use Tyler to get to where we need to go.
The same way
Greg was used to get to where we need to go. Mm. But I do think they're a realistic couple. because they were saying he didn't jump to, oh, I want to be like boyfriend and girlfriend. He didn't say I love you yet. Mm-hmm. But again, it gives me Black British vibes. You know, Black Brits.
Take time.
Cool. But it's very realistic. So
yeah. Who are what's it? Fiat 500 Twitter backing. Who's their main horse?
Would have been Jake and Libby, but they're done.
I think it's Chloe, Toby, and Millie.
Right.
Yeah. Some of them like Faye.
I've seen the Faye hive. I've seen the Faye.
No. Joy is not Faye. Sorry, Faye and Teddy. So some of them are against Faye. Some of them like Faye.
They love Teddy more.
And they love because this is what their thing is.
So they're voting for Teddy. Really.
You see, this is so confusing. You just said this guy's moist. Now people love him.
But we, the Black community,
this woman,
see that.
This Jezebel, people
she's
hate.
Jezebel. She's not Jezebel. She's a witch. Yes.
This witch. This witch. People hate her, but they love those two together. What is society saying?
When you watch it, Teddy doesn't react. So, but again, he's smart. Even though we say he's a coon, he's also smart. He's thinking, I hope he's thinking, I'm a Black man. I'm a Black, what's that song? I'm a Black man.
Black, strong, Christian man.
He's already thinking, I'm a Black man on reality TV. If I dare put one foot out, it's a wrap for me.
Bring curtains.
So he might be thinking that way.
And apparently he's been wanting to come on Love Island for many years. Oh, this is enough. Like, someone, whatever time.
That's
he's,
gross.
Yeah.
How you want to come on here for years? Like, get a job. So
you might have been advocating me to go there.
But you should.
I will never go there.
They would have kicked it, man, like a time ago. But do you know why? Because you wouldn't entertain it. You wouldn't get involved.
I would not entertain nothing.
They would have kicked you out.
Fire will fall from heaven.
Do you know why? Because there was a girl on there called, is it Shannon or Sharon? The first Shannon.
They got rid of her, innit?
She didn't want to be
entertained. So what, you wouldn't lick the girls in the games? Yeah, that's the kind of stuff you need to. But you need to.
The games have been less disgusting this year.
No, they still did that.
It depends. It depends because I've been to Magaluf and some of the games that they played there. Mm-mm. It was I do not want to explain the games.
They'll say, Iman, kiss the toe of, suck the toe of the girl that you like the most.
Minor.
You do it.
Minor.
See, then you can go. Look at.
I've learned something new today. I thought he was going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
Mate, what I saw in Magaluf was 10 times worse.
Mm-mm. Fair enough.
So that to me is minor.
Hot Boy Summer.
I'm dead.
But I don't know if I would do it.
Listen, go on there, get the bag.
I'm not going to do it. No.
And then break up with the girl straight afterwards and do your thing.
You can't. See, you're not thinking exactly. like Nick said, you're thinking.
you can't break up straight away to leave it about 3 months.
Yikes.
Next thing you know, they'll find clips of this podcast and they'll say, look.
They planned this. Jesus Christ.
No, but the
planned
reason,
or candid.
The reason why people like Teddy, or white women particularly like Teddy, and some Black women, is because they're like,
I want a man that will take my shit. That's what I think.
Bingo.
That's what I think.
But it's not like that because
he's the best footstool going, man. IKEA,
the
holla.
Best footstool going. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's a full collection, Teddy.
I was really rooting for him as well, but after he was clawing to get Faye back after that, I was like, no, like you have no self-respect.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, he definitely fumbled the bag. Where do you guys rank this season then? For me, I felt like it was a bit.
It was a good season in the end. I think it turned it around.
It took its moments well, and the producers definitely took it upon themselves to throw more fire into the. You know, when, for example, when it came out from Hassan or Lily, that might be top three beautiful moments of Love Island.
I'm telling
history.
You, that particular thing.
Homeboy calls hell in Birkenstocks. Yeah. Give me the recipe.
do you know what the other thing was? Yeah, when they made Hugo do the speech, that episode in particular was one of the most, I think it was my favourite Love Island episode ever.
He doesn't even get girls.
Your girl follower.
That was a bomb, man.
That episode was fantastic. Fantastic TV. Fantastic. It was when Toby was walking with Abby with the arm. Mm-hmm. It was when Chloe was going mad because of it. It was just fantastic.
That's just
perfect.
Barry Muggy. Like, I'm not going to let someone type me for a man.
No way. Shout out to MC Chloe.
Oh, God.
I actually really like Chloe.
Do you know what's one of the funniest moments in my life? Millie playing the piano. Who
said that was a good idea?
Exactly.
You know when you used to go to the music room and you'd play DJ? Someone did that on TikTok. I was crying.
But people keep editing her into
dates. How nice of her to do this for Kevin Tyler.
Jesus Christ. Nah, it's had its redeeming moments, and I think
it's a good. I've enjoyed it. Like I was the first to say I did not enjoy it at the start, but I think it's turned around.
But to be fair, it's always quite. It's always about a bit frosty in the beginning. It takes a while for them to defrost. Like, I remember.
I don't know, man. The winter one was terrible.
Okay, yeah, it was terrible, period. But but I remember at the start, it was like everybody was coupled up. It was like, there's no drama. The only drama was the one that went out with Peter Capaldi. Is that real name?
Who?
Page.
Peter Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi.
Say who? Who?
That name from Scotland.
Yeah, Lewis Capaldi, yeah.
Who's Peter Capaldi? Is that the one from Doctor Who?
That is the Doctor Who.
Peter Capaldi.
Oh, good.
I had no idea.
She or was it? It was either her or Shanice tried to make some drama out of nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it just didn't.
It goes 3-5-1 Actually, no, 2-1 This and then Winter.
I have my favorite. I like them for different reasons. I can't.
No, nah, three was just elite TV. Like,
wait, is that Kemen?
Yeah, Kemen.
That was when I properly got into it.
Yeah, I only watched from three onwards. I didn't watch one or two.
Five was just life changing as well. I said
life. Which one's five again?
Amber and them, man.
Amber, you see the Michael
childish
thing?
Yeah, that childish. Is. Please I think
do. Should open up, Gal.
Vic does it every time we talk about it. Vic does it but every it's, time. It's the way. It's perfect.
It's the way like it came out of nowhere. It's fantastic. Like they were
with
on
the wine glass in it,
and he chucked it at somebody. Oh my god! And it was you one day. Did I? No, you one day. No, 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 guys. Went, can we deep it?
Did I?
No, guys. Can we deep it? She went to go and collect the guy, Daniel. She said, "Daniel, come." She went, Arabella, you two come. You now join me together. She said, and she said, did I, or did I? I said, no, they don't do it like that.
That girl is Nigerian.
I love that, man.
Yeah, like, it was clear as day.
Oof.
Fantastic.
Yeah. For me, the only issue I have with this series is that I really enjoyed it, but I just felt like there was a lot of producer interference. And I know that other seasons have probably been the same, but I just feel like in this one, it was just very apparent. And I didn't, because of that, I was just like, this is all constructed. Like, I just didn't really appreciate it.
But I think they had to do something.
Yeah, they had
to. Because I think it could have been they knew they had a dry season on their hands.
For me, it was the little things like, for example, when Liberty was outside crying. You can tell that obviously no one else saw her go outside, so the producers went to go and collect Faye and say Liberty's outside, go and talk to her. Bait. And it's like, why?
Oh, wasn't it? I don't be noticing this stuff.
What's that? Out of all people,
the way she ran around the corner,
there was one Love Island series, I can't remember which one it was, it's either 2 or 3 where they did like the messages from home, and this is when they were allowed to be more savage, and they said something like. Actually, it might have been 2 because the couples are married. I can't remember who it is now. Was it Alex?
Liv and Alex, yeah.
I don't know when they did the lie detector. No, not the lie detector. I don't know if it was lie detector, Josh, but it was. They said it was like tweets from home or headlines, and they said, "How is she with him? She's too ugly."
Oh
no!
No, obviously this is me. It was like she's too ugly for him or something like that. They'll never do that now. Obviously, it's awful. But it was like back then they were so savage with it.
They were trying to cook people, man. Yeah. God
damn. They were so savage.
Listen, man. It's good entertainment.
But I want them to go back to the roots. I'm not going to lie.
No,
like
never.
Yeah, no, please,
I like them used to be able to see them having sex and stuff like that. I want to see that again.
Do you know why they could never? Because you know the mad movies? People were writing to Ofcom about that, and people were getting upset. They were like, "Oh my god, this is interfering with their mindset," and like it's. And I was like, and Jazz said this rightly: is the Mad Movies not better than tweets? Mad Movies is something you did. This is so you in 4K.
Yeah.
My tweet is an agenda. Yes, I want Cass to win, so I might say something funky about somebody in the house. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So
yeah,
that was a good thing that they added. Actually, it kind of was a different twist. Not. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do you think it's all me?
But they got that nigga with 4K.
When your food delivery comes in, that man's looking at you like, "What?"
Right, we're slightly running out of time, so I think we should do one more topic before we.
Yeah, man,
before
get your shit off.
My shit off. Well, Britney. We only have like 10 minutes, but pretty much, Britney Renner is an individual who's. I think she celebrates her wholeness online.
Let me just see what she looks like.
Yeah, she celebrates her wholeness. She's known for being
whole. What do you say wholeness? What are you saying?
Like, she's, I would say she's a high-end hoe.
Come on. Mm.
That's what she says.
That's what she says. That's, okay. How you now say quote for quote, bar for bar. That's what she says.
I'm misquoting.
How are you spelling Britney? You know American spelling.
I think it's two T's.
Britney Renner. Yeah. So basically, what she's now known for is basically going to basketball games, university basketball games, to see one specific person. To see him play basketball and then succeed and then go into the NBA. Mm-hmm. And she's developed a relationship with this one individual. And now I believe, I don't know if they got married, but I know that they have a child together. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she got the child, she cut.
Wow. Oh, I swear.
Yeah, she cut. And then now the individual I'm talking about is PJ
Washington.
PJ Washington. Oh, and he now has to pay $200,000 every single, well, the
is it 2.4 million annually?
Yes, that's what it's what is rumored to be currently at the moment. Okay. It's 2.4 million, and he has to pay that up until maybe the child is 18.
18 years.
Can he afford, not to be rooted to this?
He's had a big contract, yes, so he can afford it
at the moment,
but this is his,
and he hasn't seen the child.
Yeah,
so it was a come up essentially.
No, he's seen the child. They've taken pictures, so on and so forth. But she just don't want to see him no more. And basically, in previous videos of her wholeness enlightenment, she's basically saying, athletes are the dumbest guys. Well, quote unquote, athletes are the dumbest niggas. All you have to do,
no,
is get a child by them, and then they're walking lick basically. Wow. So now, the situation is that she, I believe, is 30 years old, and he, at the time of them meeting together, he was 19. So,
no.
And this is within a span of a year.
That's very wrong. Mm-hmm. Poor boy. I can't even say poor man. This is a boy at the time.
Always wrap up.
Exactly. It feels better. You see now?
No, but the thing is, she's been with him from the time... Actually, before COVID, before he got into the NBA.
So she basically, it seems like, because of the age factor, it seems like she's not groomed him.
Yeah.
But this happens a lot more than we think, though, doesn't it? With, literally, like, NBA cultures, like, they go to NBA All-Star Weekend. Like, the women specifically go to these events to try and secure catch certain men.
Yeah. So if you look at Dwight Howard's situation.
Maybe it's because she's just a high-profile individual from what her escapades before. That now it's a big deal, but it probably happens way more than.
She's a beautiful individual.
Yeah, she's
externally, but inside.
Poor guy. That's really sad.
So did she say this whole thing about athletes prior to them getting together?
I don't know the time period of when that actually happened, but she did say that.
Bloody hell! I don't like things like this. I want to see my son. She's not be able to see the son. Yeah, do you know what? Yeah, I just feel like.
But for me. This is when I would get to a point of, it's like, sometimes I feel like men will say this stuff, but are you actually putting in work to, like, get custody of your child? Mm. I mean, as in, you could now go to court and be like, I want to see my son every week or every weekend or whatever. Mm. So you even have the finances to do that. So it's like, are you just on Instagram hoping to guilt her into it, or are you actually putting in work?
Exactly.
But then at the time, it's like, you never know.
Maybe he doesn't want to have to go that route because going through the courts is stressful. But I guess if you, like you said.
But some men, let's be honest, they don't want to be the full-time carer or even half a carer for the child. They just want to be able to see the child when they want and for a couple of hours on that Saturday and then bye.
Yeah.
And some people, it does work for them, especially when it comes to co-parenting. There's like there's a lot of individuals who do co-parent.
Yeah, of course.
But in this situation, she just cut.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying in this case, like, he has rights. However you want to slice it, he has rights of access to that child. Mm. Unless he's moved mad or there's some kind of conviction he has that we don't know of, he has a right to see that child. So surely you can go through the courts and get access to that child rather than what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But often men don't want to actually look after the child. They just want to be able to see the child.
Yeah. Right.
And some men love to be like, I've not seen my child. And it's sometimes the mother's like, come and see the child then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this situation, like this
my son.
This situation is very unfortunate. Yeah. And I feel very sorry for that young man. And I pray this, like, you know, I hope this is a moment for other young athletes or rappers to just look around and be like, there's older mamas that are coming for your money. Like, not even just older, like, there's some girls that are really after it. Obviously, you can get a sweet one who wants to be a ride or die, but you need to just be, you need to just have, literally sense. Just, what's the word I'm looking for? Just be alert to everything. I think when money's in the picture, you have to be alert to everything.
You have to be able to discern, basically.
Yeah, because I think when we had Jack Fowler on the pod, he was like, sometimes you can tell who's there for the clown, who's not.
Yeah.
And sometimes some people get so sucked in, but, oh, I don't know, what's her name again? Brittany.
Yeah.
She, I assume she's a, she's got a big follow. I'm not sure she's got a big following, but she's a known person in her field or whatnot.
Yeah.
So people, so he might be gassed to be like, oh, my girl's Brittany. So even that already has clouded. And 19. Firstly, it's grooming period. Yeah. That's bad, and I just think that's awful. Also, what money? What more money do you need, sister? She's a crook. I hope he sues her.
No, I think it gets to a certain point where basically they know that they can't do this forever. They can't do
what,
all
keeps
this.
Going?
To be honest, I want to call her a high end escort, but basically she can't do that forever. So she has to find a way to make sure that she has sustainable money. And this was one of the ways
this
of
is
doing.
A big lick. She hit the lick. She hit the belly.
Yeah,
hit the belly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sad.
For me, I'm not gonna lie. I think for me in this situation, it's the age.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she really young. Got that little boy, and it's awful. It's oh, such an awful thing to do.
Yeah. Visuals.
Yeah.
Well, in that case,
let's wrap it up then.
Yeah.
Music. So we have a playlist that we put every week, and we just add a song each. So if there's any song you like right now, this is the time to tell the peoples.
Have you got Doja Cat on there?
No, not yet.
Give it to you.
Well, my song is this album. It was an Instagram advertisement, and I listened to the album. It's Cold. Like, it's really good. It's by Dips, and the album, what's the album called? Let me just view the album real quick. The album is called Idle Hands. The song I'm picking is BSL.
Okay.
Brown Skin Love.
Dope.
Yeah.
My pick is a song by NSG called Petite.
Good choice.
Sick song.
I really, really enjoyed them, lads. I was going to pick Essence, the remix, but I thought it would be too controversial. Someone said
that. Like
Essence is actually.
Someone said that he sounds like Christopher Columbus on there. I don't know how that makes sense, but it's making me laugh. So
that is hilarious.
I'm going to put Scribbs Riley on my sleeve.
Do you have Wasting Time already? Brent Fires.
I don't think we do.
Well, that's my pick. I've been banging it for the past month for however long.
He said, if you want to waste your time,
then waste your time with me.
That's a crook. He's a bandit.
That man is mad, you know. If you listen to his music, you'll see that man is mad.
Yeah, he is mad.
He's a crook.
My choice will be Tion Wayne's new track with RD, Would It.
You love that boy, RD.
I have to support, man.
Why?
But why? I just, like, when I
connection with Up North?
No. I picked him early, so when I have to support.
Back your horse.
Which we picked him early, as in
he likes white people rapping.
That's not the reason.
Do you know what? I think I've got a problem with that. You know, I don't think I like it. No offense.
I don't have. I think just because I picked the horse, so I'm backing him. Mm. Same thing I did with Cardi B.
Okay, fair enough.
No,
he's an A&R for Cardi B.
I like Cardi B. She was good on Wide. Is it White Side? She's good on that.
On what?
Wild Side, a Normani song.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, we appreciate you guys coming through. This has been a really good episode.
Thank you for having us.
No worries, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Black Girls Living every Monday, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And catch us every Tuesday.
Facts.
And, yeah.
Going back support, to
user. Follow, share, subscribe, leave us some reviews.
All that
hashtag
good stuff.
#MSCpod. And yeah, until next time.
Bye. Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.